ABC Radio Australia.
A new term has come into play in Papua New Guinea, not vaccine hesitancy, but vaccine apathy. It's been coined by the man leading the country's COVID-19 vaccination task force. Upi Kusman says the problem his team are wrestling with is that many people don't want to be vaccinated, not because they're reluctant or afraid, but because they don't believe it's even necessary. PNG has the lowest vaccination rates in the world right now, and as Richard Ewart reports, there is acknowledgement that the country is at risk of global isolation.
The vaccination picture in Papua New Guinea is dire, with one forecast predicting that at current rates by 2026, only 20% of the population will be immunised against the coronavirus. And just to emphasise the point on low take-up, PNG's vaccination task force lead, Upi Kusman, says they have just handed over 30,000 doses of AstraZeneca to Vietnam rather than let them go to waste.
Those vaccines were expiring on the 30th of September. Yes, it does display a certain strain of hesitancy, but we also believe that it's vaccine apathy that's our problem. There is a real sentiment amongst our people that COVID is not real. And if it does come, it goes without really being life-threatening. So that's not hesitance. They don't believe that COVID can affect them.
Mr. Kusman's view is supported by the Catholic Bishop of Mendi, Donald Lippitt, who says Highlands people are just not convinced about the threat posed by COVID-19.
The people have felt that it really isn't here. On the other hand, there isn't any massive testing programs, and so whether it's here or not, who would know? But it seems like it is not causing vast illnesses or people getting sick or people dying or hospitals being overrun in some of the provinces here in PNG.
And a wave of misinformation and conspiracy theories circulating on social media and in fringe churches only serves to make matters worse. Upi Kusman says the task force is working with the mainline churches to combat the problem, but he fears that false beliefs have become entrenched.
A lot of people out in the country have used, I'm protected by the blood of Jesus. But the churches are saying to receive the vaccine is a blessing, and to understand that it's people who have been blessed with knowledge that have developed this vaccine and that we should use it widely.
Kingtown Mambon, who teaches economics at the University of Papua New Guinea, is the co-author of a recent blog on vaccination rates in the country prior to the pandemic. And the evidence suggests that even after the polio scare of 2019, the picture was not good, and the government's own spending cuts didn't help.
There's no simple explanation, but the real collapse in vaccination rates was between 2013 and 2017. And it was during this period when the government revenue falls and the health spending was cut by 9%, and the general spending was reoriented towards providing funds for the MPs, especially for the local projects. From this, you can see that the health services was no longer the priority, and the fall in immunization rates reflects this.
It really affected the people at the forefront of our health operations generally. So the churches and the Catholic health services, they provide up to 40% of service delivery to our people, and they're in the most remote areas. And we really were hamstrung from the start, because when clinics are shutting, when people don't have job security, it just makes the job so much harder.
And while vaccination rates remain at rock bottom, the prospect of Australia or any other country opening up their borders to a free flow of passengers from PNG would appear to be remote, and people are suffering as a result. Joy Yip and her husband are PNG-born and run a construction business in Port Moresby.
We've both applied for dual citizenship, so we feel just as much Papua New Guinean as we do Australian. We've invested heavily in the country, and we love the country. We want to continue to do that, but we don't want to be forced in a situation where we have to choose between countries.
Joy has been marooned in Brisbane with her children for 18 months now since borders closed, and with vaccine rates so low, she fears she could be stuck there for a long time yet.
I have relatives in Papua New Guinea who are not interested in getting vaccinated at all. And, you know, that's their choice. But how do we work around that? I'm fully vaccinated, and so is my husband. I still want to continue to run a business, but Australia is not letting us out of the country. And they're saying that to go back to Papua New Guinea, you have to go back for a long period of time. So it has to be more than 3 months. And that doesn't work for us.
Back in PNG, Kingtown Mambon is also dealing with family resistance to vaccination.
I've been vaccinated and I'm proud of that. And I want to encourage everyone else in PNG to get vaccinated. None of my families, they vaccinated. I did encourage them, but most of them were saying that it's sign of the beast.
And such extreme religious views are only part of the vaccination problem, because Bishop Lippert says there is a strong belief among some sections of society that Papua New Guineans are immune to COVID-19 anyway. And these are people who are unaffected whether international borders are open or not, because they don't travel overseas.
Yes, there are people speaking that way. I mean, many people. And there are people who are saying that it's a white man's disease. And from this fundamentalist religious perspective, saying all you have to do is believe in God and you're not going to get it. And I think the approach would be not to approach it from the relationship with Australia, with our village people, but to try to convince them that it's in their best interest and in the interest of their families to take the vaccine.
If PNG continues to self-punish itself with these lower vaccination rates, in the long run, it will isolate itself from its neighbors. When other countries in the region start to open their borders, they will keep them close to PNG if PNG is not vaccinating itself.
And as lead of the vaccination task force, Appy Kasman recognises that PNG is at genuine risk of becoming a pariah state.
We need to achieve a certain level of vaccination for a country to be deemed safe to do business in. And obviously, that's the priority of the country. We are concerned about being isolated, but at some point, we really have to try and shift the mindset of our people. We've got to be more aggressive in our approach to get people on board with vaccination.
I wrote an article in one of our publications. My picture was on the front page, and I was encouraging people to take the vaccine. And from our highest levels, the Pope has come out urging people, whatever moral authority he has, to encourage and to promote and to support these efforts at vaccination. So we are doing what we can.
So Bishop Lippert is doing his bit to promote a positive vaccination message, but Joy Yip says she fears that people won't be easily persuaded.
My family, they don't trust the source of information. There's so much distrust for people in authority. People are fearful.
Don't forget, the resistance that we would receive from the COVID vaccines certainly affects our routine immunization. We can't have our general population making a choice not to receive our other important vaccinations because they just don't trust vaccination. So our task force that has its own communication structure, has its own logistics structure, dealing with private companies that are dealing with churches, that basically have an open slather to get out there and make sure that vaccine uptake is the number one priority.
But with the evidence suggesting that PNG is fighting against the odds on vaccine persuasion, Joy Yip is calling for Australia to take a more enlightened approach to the looming border issue.
Relations are very tense at this time, and I think Australia really needs to look at this PNG and its specific circumstances and really think about how they want to move forward. It doesn't just affect business, it affects aid, it affects relationships, and I think that Australia is going to have to look at this unique situation and think about how they're going to work through it.
Joy Yip there, still stranded in Brisbane after a year and a half and clearly not too optimistic about her chances of getting back to PNG anytime soon. The reporter there was Richard Hewitt.